Imagine a single heavy rainstorm just washing away the soil under your home, and suddenly your entire foundation is cracked in half. Welcome to today's deep dive. We're looking at a comprehensive Australian paving guide by stone expert Unica Blake.
Yeah, and our mission today is to really shortcut your journey to that perfect patio by looking past just the aesthetics and, well, understanding the actual structural science of stone.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because most of you probably, you just pick the prettiest rock when you're thinking about a patio, but professional paving is actually it's a critical structural shield for your
It
property.
really is.
Yeah.
I mean, people constantly underestimate water. Without proper paving, heavy downpours can literally wash away that subsurface soil.
Wow.
Yeah, and when that earth shifts under your home, you are risking massively expensive foundation cracks. So paving is what manages that water runoff and protects your home's integrity.
So basically, you can't even think about a surface material until you secure the earth beneath it, right? Like, you have to prep for the harsh elements first.
Exactly. There are all these invisible mechanics at play. A patio actually needs a 150-millimeter compacted MOT Type 1 subbase.
Wait, what exactly is that?
It's basically a specific mix of crushed stone and gravel dust that locks together tightly so it won't shift. And you also need a 1-in-60 fall.
A fall, you mean like a slope?
Right, a gradual slope so water doesn't pool near the house.
Yeah.
I mean, you can never, ever just lay pavers on plain dirt.
Because that would be like putting a ceramic plate on a mattress. You step on it and the soft base just gives way and the top
That
cracks.
is a perfect analogy, yeah.
But let me push back a bit here. 150-millimeter subbase sounds like, I don't know, highway engineering. Once that base is secure, aren't all rocks basically just hard rocks against the weather?
See, what's fascinating here is that different stones handle climate demands completely differently. Take travertine, for example.
Okay.
It has this highly unique cellular structure full of tiny voids that let heat escape. So it stays remarkably cool, even in like 40-degree heat.
Oh, wow. So that's perfect for bare feet by the pool.
Exactly. But then compare that to heavy granite. Granite's extreme density makes it virtually indestructible.
Which I guess makes it good for coastal areas.
Spot on. It naturally resists that coastal salt air corrosion.
Right. So we've practically built an underground fortress for water and weather, but visually, we only see the top layer. Is that surface pattern purely decorative, or is there, engineering happening up top too?
Well, there's engineering in every layer. If you look at engineered options like porcelain, they are baked at 1200 degrees Celsius.
That's intense.
It is. It fuses the material so completely that it becomes non-porous and frost-proof. But for any stone in a wet area, safety specs demand an AS4586 P4 or P5 slip resistance rating.
So you don't go sliding into the pool.
Exactly. You need that microscopic surface friction to grip wet feet.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, the visual psychology of it all.
Oh, definitely.
Because if you take a running bond pattern, where stones are staggered like bricks and lay it parallel to your house, it actually tricks your brain.
Right, it makes a narrow garden feel significantly wider.
Yeah, but those patterns aren't just for looks, are they?
No, not at all. Complex patterns like herringbone provide immense structural stability.
How so?
Well, they're interlocked at 35-degree angles. So if a car rolls over a herringbone driveway, the weight distributes outward instead of, pushing down on a single straight seam that could buckle.
Ah, so it's perfect for driveways.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there is a catch. When ordering material for those interlocking patterns, you have to apply the 12% waste rule.
The 12% waste rule.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because of all the diagonal cuts needed for those angles, you end up with unusable offcuts. So you have to account for that waste up front.
So what does this all mean for you listening? I mean, choosing the right stone really isn't just about exterior decorating.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's a serious life cycle investment.
Yeah.
You are actively preventing things like costly concrete splitting and massive foundation damage down the road. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, choosing a fully recyclable natural stone ensures your outdoor sanctuary benefits both your property's long-term value and the environment.
It really changes how you look at the ground beneath you. It leaves you wondering, if a simple paving pattern can trick our brains into perceiving a physical space as larger, how much of our everyday mood and behavior is being silently directed by the geometry beneath our feet?